Two steps to enter into heart coherence. Learn more about heart coherence and how you can self-regulate your own physiology and emotions. So why am I doing this in English and why am I choosing this theme of coherence? First, because the last two podcasts, number 26 and 25, were very successful, so many people have listened to it or seen it. And so it seems that my audience is interested in this whole thing of how do I better connect with myself? How do I create this heart-brain or heart-mind coherence? How can I enter into a more harmonious state, which then enables me to be better in the social realm with the relationship I have at home and at work. And so how can I, in more general term, how can I improve my performance and my well-being? Why am I doing this in English? Because I'm currently working on a new online course, which will deal with the question how to wake up to our full human potential. In German, that would be part of Persönlichkeitsentwicklung. And as you know, I've written the book Fully Human in view of the potential threat of AI, which I think is a potential threat. And I believe our human potential is much bigger than anything we produce in technological terms. But this needs, of course, research and consideration. And why is it? And what is the potential? And I believe that heart coherence and the whole question around the heart and the role of the heart within the human organism certainly is part of this human potential. So, two steps to enter into heart coherence. Before I go into the two steps, I will explain a little bit the term coherence and what it includes or entails or what it means. And I base this podcast on reading this book, Heart Intelligence, by the Heart Math Institute, which I can very much recommend to you. So connecting with the heart's intuitive guidance is helpful for effective choices and solutions. Yeah, to coherence means you connect with your heart's intuitive guidance. In German language, we would say this is, or we could also refer to as the Gewissen, das Gewissen. Yeah, das Gewissen ist im Herzen. In English, the term is conscience. Sorry, my English is not perfect. But this heart's intuitive guidance, that means, and we all have experienced that already several times, our heart knows if we have a difficult question, if we're facing some challenges, and if we learn to listen to our heart, we can find answers. The heart knows. So how can we prevent and reduce stress, anxiety, and overwhelm, which is everywhere nowadays? Huh? It's increasing, the chaos and the demands from the world and what is happening on a global scale, but also on a small and social scale is increasing. So how can we prevent and reduce stress, anxiety, overwhelm, and create deeper harmonious relationships through care and create hope and confidence? So naturally, we know how it feels when we are in inner harmony, when our heart and mind is working in sync. That's already part of coherence, yeah? That the heart and the mind are working synchronized or in a good team, when they are good partners. And if that is the case, if this inner harmony is there, and we all know those moments, then life is easy and our experiences are in flow. We have good ideas, good intuition. Yeah, the heart's intuitive guidance can then be accessed. We are nice to ourselves and to others. But often enough, we are not in that state, huh? Throughout the day and nowadays, as mentioned, especially. We feel stressed, we feel overwhelmed, it is all too much, we feel tired, we long for some hours for ourselves or with friends and families to relax, but we constantly have things to do, others are constantly demanding things from us, we ourselves are putting ourselves constantly in additional stress, because we want to do this and that and help others and support others and so on. So with this, we forget ourselves and do not take good care of ourselves. All this is very well known to us. So how can we consciously and at will create more balance and harmony in ourselves? Here the two words are key, consciously and at will. And this is a key finding of the HeartMath Institute, that we are able to consciously and at will create a harmonious physiological and emotional state. Many people don't know this. Many people still think, yeah, if I have certain emotions, they are there and they influence me, but it's very hard to deal with them. And they don't know how to deal with them. They feel overwhelmed by them or feel guided and overruled by their own emotions, but they do not know how to deal with that. And the angle or the thing where you can, the step or where the, how should I say, so the way to consciously and at will create this harmony, harmonious state within ourselves, starts with breathing. And the breathing then influences the heart, and the heart then influences the brain. I will come to that in a moment in more detail. So the HeartMath Institute has researched this since more than 30 years now and has come up with very helpful solutions and practical exercises and techniques how to deal with this whole thing of physiology, emotions, and inner state of disharmony or harmony. Yeah, it has identified a physiological state, which they call heart coherence. And this state supports a balanced partnership between the heart and the brain. And in the interactions between heart, mind, and emotions. So what does coherence mean? I'm going a little bit further with definitions. And read certain sentences to you, which I picked out of that book, to give you a better understanding of what coherence really is. Heart coherence accesses the heart's intelligence. So very simple. If you are in coherence, in heart-brain coherence, you can access your heart intelligence. Coherence is the quality of being logically integrated, consistent and intelligible. So that means certain parts are working integrated in an integrated way, in a logically integrated way, so with a certain function. And another definition is coherence is the orderly and harmonious relationship amongst various parts. So the orderly and harmonious. relationships, orderly and harmonious relationships amongst the various parts of something, whether a living system, such as the human being or the cosmos. And another way to say what coherence is, that it always implies connectedness amongst parts of a system, along with stability and efficient energy use, so that it doesn't deplete your energy, but that it gives you energy. So coherence means to be integrated, to be orderly, in a harmonious state, to be connected, to create connectedness amongst your own physiology and systems within your body, and create connectedness with body, emotions, feelings, and mind and thoughts. And with that, create a stability and an efficient use of your energy, which then leads to the term also resilience, which creates a new baseline, which makes you more resilient, more stable, to be able to deal with all the ups and downs through the day. So in our bodies, coherence can be reached when our breathing rhythm and our heart rhythms are in harmony with each other, are in rhythm with each other, are rhythmically in sync with each other. And here we are able to self-regulate and create this by regulating our breathing rhythm. And this affects the heart rhythm, and this affects the heart-brain relationship. I mentioned earlier already several times this finding of the HeartMath Institute, that the information between the head and the heart, the information flow between those two, 80% of this information between the two goes from the heart to the brain. So the heart is a strong influencing factor of the brain. And when we want to do this self-regulation, when we want to enter consciously and at will into this coherent state, we start with the breathing rhythm, and this affects the heart rhythm. And this, the synchronization between breathing and heart rhythm, then is being sent to the brain, and also the coordination between and the working together, the partnership between the heart and the brain is then in better synchronization. So in coherence. And of course, there are degrees of coherence. You can be in a little smaller coherence, or you can go into deeper coherence with exercise. And there the inner balance sensor, which you can buy from HeartMath in Germany, from the HeartMath Institute Germany, Herz Intelligenz ist da auch das Stichwort. You can buy the inner balance sensor, put it on your smartphone and click it on your ear lab, and then it will measure and show you your level of coherence. And that is very helpful to learn to distinguish how coherence feels, how coherence in a lesser degree feels, and how coherence in a more deeper, on a deeper level feels. And all this is meant to support you throughout your day to notice your own state and be able to self-regulate yourself in a much more effective way. So for the last part of this podcast, how can we now enter into heart coherence? And these are basically two steps. And this technique is called quick coherence and is trademarked by HeartMath and is very, very effective. And is one of many different techniques which help you in different way and from different aspects to enter into coherence and to deepen your coherence and resilience. So step one, focus your attention in the area of the heart. And you have heard this already many times in my podcast from me. So this again are these steps, and they are very similar in the different techniques used by HeartMath. But if you dig deeper into it, they all have a very specific aim. And the quick coherence is meant to be a quick entering into coherence through the day, whenever you think about it. Don't take longer than necessarily, doesn't take longer than 1 or 2 or 3 minutes. Of course, you can use 5 or 10 minutes if you like, but it's really meant as a quick entering into coherence. So step one, focus your attention in the area of the heart. Imagine your breath is flowing in and out of your heart or chest area, breathing a little slower and deeper than usual. Find an easy rhythm that's comfortable. So this is step one. You go in the heart area, you breathe in and out in the heart or chest area, and you make yourself feeling easy and comfortable. So I read it again. Step one, focus your attention in the area of the heart. Imagine your breath is flowing in and out of your heart or chest area, breathing a little slower and deeper than usual. Find an easy rhythm that's comfortable. That is step one. And the suggestion given by the HeartMath Institute here is you can inhale 5 seconds and exhale 5 seconds. For most people, this is a good rhythm. Try it out. Could be maybe different for yourself, but 5 seconds is an average inhale time and exhale time. And to put your attention around the area of the heart helps you to center and to get coherent. So I read it again. Step one, focus your attention in the area of the heart. Imagine your breath is flowing in and out of your heart or chest area, breathing a little slower and deeper than usual. Find an easy rhythm that's comfortable. And now step two comes. It's very important. As you continue heart-focused breathing, make a sincere attempt to experience a regenerative feeling, such as appreciation or care for someone or something in your life. That is step two. You call upon or you remember and you enter into a regenerative feeling. And regenerative feeling, as I have explained earlier, are feelings like appreciation or care, but also peace, love, interest for something, quietness, stillness. All these are states which give you energy and which are not depleting your energy. So I read step two again. As you continue heart-focused breathing, make a sincere attempt to experience a regenerative feeling, such as appreciation or care for someone or something in your life. Suggestion. Try to re-experience the feeling you have for someone you love. For instance, a pet or a human being, or a place in nature, or a moment in your vacation, or a nice moment a few days ago. or an accomplishment of yourselves or of someone else you are close with and you can enjoy with that person, this accomplishment. So focus on this feeling. Remember, it's re-experience it. You can also choose a feeling of calm or ease. So I read it again, step two. As you continue heart-focused breathing from step one, make a sincere attempt to experience a regenerative feeling, such as appreciation or care for someone or something in your life. Yeah, I hope you can immediately experience how the effect is on yourself and on your level of coherence. Yeah, step one is you focus your attention in the area of the heart and you breathe a little slower and breathe easily. With this, you self-regulate your breathing. And that affects the rhythm of the heart. And step two, as you continue heart-focused breathing, add a regenerative feeling and start to live in that feeling. Remember something which was such a feeling and feel good in it. Feel the pleasure and the joy of it. And with that, you increase the coherence. In step one, you already have a coherence between breathing and heart. And if you now add this regenerative feeling or emotion, you increase the level of coherence. And all these signals are being sent to the brain so that the partnership between the head and the heart is also getting into coherence and making you more calm, more stress resilient, more intuitive. Your decision making is getting better. Your immune system is strengthened. Your whole being is strengthened. And with that, you can stay in your well-being even when around you is a lot of stress. That is the goal of this exercise. So thanks very much for listening. If you need support in this, you can contact me at any time. I am a certified coach and trainer of heart math. And of course, I would very much like to support you in this.